good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and so glad that you're listening in. This is our Tuesday night training call, and pleased to have you on the line. I'm calling in from snowy Colorado, soon to be a beautiful Kauai, as we are heading toward our crown trip, which begins tomorrow night. So for those of you, and I heard several that are crowns that are either in Kauai or heading that way, I'm jealous and looking forward to spending a lot of time with you. And for those of you who are on the line that have not yet reached the crown level, I am confident that once you get there, you are not going to be disappointed. We've got a fantastic program for crowns always in every sense, and the crown trip is really the crown jewel, the final piece of the year in celebrating our 2016 and importantly looking forward into 2017. And that's where Dave Sandoval, Amy Vanerhamdy, and myself have been spending a lot of our time, along with the Field Advisory Board, and going to be plugging in our crowns as well for a very, very, very big run. We are definitely thinking big in 2017, and I am confident that you're going to love what we've got in store for you and what the game plan is. And so we are going to be talking about planning here tonight. But before we do that, I want to make a couple of quick announcements. And then I've got Rachel Hortense. She's a two-star crown, and she's going to be there at the crown trip with us. And she just was recently at the GoPro event, and I'll be bringing her on in just a moment. But just as far as a couple of announcements go, in addition to our crown trip coming up this week, we do have, of course, our skincare system, our bioskincare system on special, and that's only $150. So it's a great gift for somebody else. It's a great gift for yourself, and it's great to try out or share either way. And it's a product that I use on a fairly regular basis. And I know my wife does as well, and we're both really, really happy with the results that we get. So make sure you get your bio skincare, and you may have seen in the email blast today, as I was talking about the new year and what's going on in the new year, we just hired a social media company for the first time ever, really a digital marketing company called Social Media Beast. And they are a top-level digital marketing company, and we've asked them to help us to make the first part, the first quarter of this year, the best we've ever done. And so they've been working behind the scenes, creating a campaign that's, I think, is going to blow you away. I mean, I'm really, really excited. And so next week we're going to be giving kind of a sneak preview of it, and the week after that we're going to be doing our pre-launch, and then the last week of the month we're going to be doing our full-on launch of the January campaign. And we will be doing group cleanses every couple weeks, and a lot of things, some of which we've done before, some of which we've never done before. Some of the things that we've done before we're going to be doing in a bigger way. So I can't give away too much here on tonight's call, but as I said, not only are we going to be going through planning for 2017, which is going to be essential, but I invited on two-star crown Rachel Hortense, and she was just at an event called GoPro. And so for those of you not really that familiar with the network marketing industry, the industry has a handful of events that are gatherings where some of the top personal development experts and speakers gather, and a lot of the top leaders of the companies gather, and they share information. And GoPro is one of those events that's you know, a real highlight of the year. I know that Rachel had a fantastic time and took some great notes, and so she's going to condense down an awesome weekend into just a couple minutes for you here. So, Rachel Hortense, are you on the line?
I am, Dave. Can you hear me okay?
I can. So why don't you go ahead and share a little bit about what you experienced and what you learned over in Vegas here this past weekend.
Sweet. Thank you. Yes, I am more than happy to. So first of all, I just want to let you know that I left my notes in the hotel room. So everything that I'm recapping with you tonight is solely based on memory, and that will give you a hint as to, you know, how I was soaking in what I was hearing.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's supposed to be the fun stuff, not the serious stuff. So you're supposed to take the serious stuff home. Okay, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, and I'm also going to tell everyone, too, on this line, I'm going to speak really, really – I already speak fast, but I'm going to speak really fast because I only have 10 minutes and I've got so much to share with you. So if you want any of the notes that I've written down over the past half hour, I'll be more than happy to share them with you. So don't worry about writing anything down. Just listen, and I'll be more than happy to do that. So just send me a Facebook message. So first of all, there was a speaker. His name was Jeff Roberti. He's a seven-figure earner in the industry. He's been around for a long time. I've actually never heard of him, but he quoted a lot of Jim Rohn quotes, who's one of my favorite mentors. But something, you know, he just kind of like made quote after quote after quote, and a lot of them I've heard before, but some of these, the way that he weaves them into his presentation just really hit home so awesome. And so I'm going to share some of those with you. So he said, you can have more in life if you become more in life. You can have more in life if you become more in life. And something else that we've heard time and time again, that meeting other people's needs rather than your own is going to bring you so much more success, because if we think about other people in this business, we're not thinking about how can I get to director, how can I get to executive, what do I need to do? Instead, what can I add, where can I add value into someone else's life to help meet their needs and help them? And that is network marketing. Something else we've heard time and time again, too, about disciplining your disappointments, because in this business, it's so easy to get so excited, and then it's so easy to get so disappointed when, you know, your prospect doesn't like the cleanse, or your prospect who is going to be this big hit didn't do anything, or your best promoter just fell off the face of the earth. So we have to learn how to discipline our disappointments, because if we don't, we're going to let our business crumble because of our emotions. So that's really important. Something else, too, that he said, this is a Jim Rohn quote, is safety in numbers. And Jim Rohn always talked about the law of average. So you don't have to bat 1,000 to get to the top of a company or to be a six-figure earner. Because if you look at a professional baseball player who makes millions of dollars, how many home runs does he actually hit in one season? So, you know, I don't know. I'm not really that much into sports, but I would guess maybe 10 at the most, you know, for some of the bigger players out there. But every time he swings, he doesn't hit a home run. And so that's the same thing with, you know, our business. We don't have to hit a home run. We don't have to find that runner every time we talk to someone. So manage your expectations as you're prospecting. And also, too, this is a great piece of advice. Lighten up and your sales will brighten up. So don't take things to heart. Don't take things so seriously. Don't take yourself so seriously. Lighten up and your sales will brighten up. And then something else I really loved, a quality question can make a quality answer. So in this business, it's all about finding out what other people need. Ask the quality questions, and magically it will come to you. All the answers that you're looking for will come to you. And the last thing he said was the number one recruiting tool in this business is the person in the mirror. The number one recruiting tool in this business is the person in the mirror. It's not your upline, not your downline, it's you. So that was from Jeff Roberti. So moving on to Tony, obviously Tony Robbins was there, which was awesome. It was the first time he was ever at GoPro, and it was so amazing. If you guys go to my Facebook, you'll see how close he was to Marina and I. It was absolutely the energy was just outstanding. And Tony Robbins' events is all about getting yourself into a peak state, because at that peak state, you can accomplish anything. You can make yourself happy at any moment. If you don't want to be sad and depressed and down or disappointed or overwhelmed or stressed, you don't have to be. It's all about being in that peak state and choosing to be in that peak state to be happy. And so that's where we can come from. When we call people, when we prospect, we can choose to be in that peak state. We don't have to, if we're feeling stressed or sad or overwhelmed, we don't have to stay there. We can literally turn on some good music, jump up and down, shake your body, and, you know, get in that peak state and then make that phone call. So that was something that really was awesome to apply. And something else he said, too, that your energy is everything. Energy is everything. Energy is your health. Energy is who you attract. Energy is what you attract into your life, into your business, and energy can change your life. So how do you preserve energy? Well, I mean, obviously we've got Purium, which is so amazing. People in other companies don't have what we have. So right then and there, we have an advantage because we're putting the most energy-rich foods into our bodies every single day. So, you know, if you don't take care of your body, if you smoke or if you, you know, overly drink or if you don't take care of yourself or whatever it is, then that's something to think about because you want to change your energy in your body and in your mind and who you attract because that's what's going to give you that quality of life that's going to attract other people. Something about Tony, he owns 31 companies. And he gets, can you imagine all those emails he gets when he turns off his phone and then turns it back on? I can't even imagine. But the truth is we have the same amount of hours in a day than Tony Robbins and Richard Branson, all these big, you know, entrepreneurial millionaires that have all these, you know, companies running. We think we're busy. Oh, my goodness. You know, and they have the same amount of time that we do. So that's why it's so important to conserve your energy and to be rich in energy so that you can accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. Something else Tony said is progression is happiness. Progression equals happiness. So if you're moving forward in your business, you're happy. Even if you fail, you're going to fail a million times. It doesn't matter if you fail. It just matters if you fail forward and you're always moving forward. So progression means happiness. So do you ever feel like you're stuck in a rut and you're just, you know, you feel like you're in a funk and you're not doing anything? Well, you got to take a step forward. You got to do something to launch your business, to move it forward. And that's what's going to make you unstuck and get out of that rut. So I loved how he said that. Something else, if you're not growing, you're dying. I mean, we've heard this before too, but that can apply to your business. If you're not growing, if you're not trying to, you know, better yourself through self-development, then you're only going backwards. Okay, I'm trying to move fast here. Let's see. Okay, something else that I really, really loved was this woman called Mel Robbins, I believe. She talks about this five-second rule, and it's on CNN, it's on Oprah, all these big people took note to her, this new principle that she developed in her life called the five-second rule. And what this means is whenever you're feeling an idea, like whenever you're feeling inspired, don't wait. Don't procrastinate because if you procrastinate, you're never going to do it. I mean, that's what humans do. We always say, oh, yeah, we'll do that later. Or we'll write that book or we'll, you know, call that prospect or we'll get to that meeting. We'll have a healthy happy hour. We'll do that later. But if you make a decision within 5 seconds, your life can change drastically. So if you think like, oh, I got to really reach out to my friend Heather, do it now. Just count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do it right now. Don't ask. Don't put it off till later. Don't wait. Do it right in that moment that you're thinking about it. And that goes with everything in your life. If you want to tell your husband you love him, tell him. Just call him up and do it and count. And if you're thinking in that second, should I do it? Should I not? Start to count down 5, 4, 3, and then just do it. So the 5 second rule is how you could change your business and how you could change your life drastically within 5 seconds. Brian Carruthers, he's a 7-figure earner. He was up. He's has become a personal friend of mine now. I love his part. His was very, he talked a lot about how to approach people and also too the energy in which you approach people and managing your expectations, which I really loved because he talked about how, you know, you could go to this person and say, hey, would you like to hear about a business opportunity and how you can earn some money? No? Okay, next person, no. Next person, no. Next person, no. And then by the sixth person, you're already down in the dumps because six people told you no. But if you manage your expectations from the very beginning and know, K-N-O-W, that people are going to say no, N-O, then you're going to go into that with a whole different outlook and perspective. So, you know, when you go and you ask those people, by the sixth time, you're still going to have the same energy because by the seventh or eighth person, that person could be your next runner. That person could be your next 7-figure earner. So you want to keep that same energy throughout the entire process of inviting. So I really, something else Brian said too, is consistency is absolutely key. It is absolutely key. You have to be consistent. And he had a microwave out on the stage and some microwave popcorn. And he demonstrated, he put the microwave in the popcorn and he sat there and he stood there, turned it on. And then, you know, every couple of seconds, he kept opening the door and looking, is it done yet? Closed it, turned it back on, opened it, is it done yet? And he kept doing that to show us the example that if you're not consistent, if you don't give that popcorn consistent heat, it is not going to pop. You could do that for years and years and years. And it will never pop because it needs consistent heat. So that was an awesome example of staying consistent. 2 people a day. two people a day, prospect two people a day, make two friends a day, and not watch your business grow with that kind of a consistency. And it was funny because he asked everyone to raise their hand. How many here reached two people per day this past week? And like maybe three people in the whole audience raised their hand. He's like, well, there's your problem right there. I'm going to take a sip of water. Hold on. That was pretty awesome. So it's like, you know, a check in the mirror. And at that point, all of us were like, oh, my God, we're going to be more consistent. So it was really fun. There's also a women's panel, which was really inspiring because, you know, there's women up there that have four boys. I mean, not just kids, but boys, four boys. And they're running this, you know, seven-figure earners in their companies. I mean, talk about no excuses, that you don't make your kids excuses not to do the business or not to get on a phone call. You don't let your kids rule your life, basically. Your kids should not rule your life. You put your kids first, yes, but they should not rule your life. If your kid has a bedtime at 8 o'clock and it interferes with, you know, the company call, then you can move your kid's bedtime. It's not going to kill them. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you have to think about as an entrepreneur if you want to be successful as a mother. So that was really inspiring, too. And it wasn't that. You know, there was just so many different nuggets that women were sharing and how they've come from places of abuse and, you know, single parents. And they had every excuse in the book to not run a business. And they not only became successful, but they became really successful. And now they have a women's GoPro event in March. So if you guys are interested in that, it's not just for women, but it's a lot of women are going to be there. And it's a great opportunity to bring your prospects, because it's a women's empowerment type of event also. Something else, well, when Richard Branson was on, what I really took away from Richard Branson was that, first of all, he's a load of fun. I mean, the guy is like a hoot. He is such a hoot, the way that some of the things he was talking about. But the biggest takeaway was that he is such a humble man, so humble, so loving, so caring, cares about the environment, cares about the earth, cares about people, cares about a company. And he was talking about how people at Virgin, they, you know, if they come up to him and say, I want to work part-time. Okay, great. You can work part-time. You want to work on the weekends? Yes. Okay, great. Work on the weekends. Do it. You want to work from home? Okay, great. Work from home. But he says that giving his employees that kind of freedom and love and tenderness and caring and thoughtfulness, that they give it back tenfold, and they care about the company, they care about their work. And so that was really interesting to hear that how he runs his company with that kind of leadership. And it reminds me to have that kind of leadership when I'm leading. I don't have employees, but I certainly have a team of people that I lead, and that's how I want to lead as a leader, is lead with heart and caring and love and understanding for my leaders. So that was really awesome to hear him talk about that, how he's so incredibly kind. So so just a takeaway, Dave, and I know I probably ran over already, but a takeaway from the weekend, that network marketing, you know, and this was my takeaway, this is not what they said, but this is just kind of my gathering, that network marketing is very, very simple. It's so incredibly simple, and it doesn't take long to learn how to be a network marketer. I mean, it's literally repetitive. It's like Billy Joel, he sings The Piano Man how many times? And, you know, he's never sick of singing that song because he knows how much money that song is making him. So people overcomplicate network marketing. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. Anybody can do it. It's literally showing people a system, following the system, teaching the system, and duplicating, and then leading people. But the tricky part is learning how to become a good leader. And it all starts with you. It all starts with your heart and how you lead and how you show up as a person, as a leader, as a mom, as a friend. Who are you showing up as? Who do people want to follow you? Who are you showing up as in your business and in life? And how are you attracting people because of who you show up as? And then the biggest takeaway is, and in addition to that, is that if you lead with your heart, and we've heard this before, and I've said this before, but truly, truly leading with your heart, and stop feeling sorry for you. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop complaining about your team. Stop complaining about the company. Stop complaining about your prospects or the lack thereof. That's selfish. if you complain about other people and you're pointing the finger at other people, you're not leading with your heart. You're simply being selfish. And you cannot succeed in this business by being selfish. You have to lead with heart and with open your heart up, be vulnerable, love people, and really care about people and their genuine interests, and think, how can I bring value into people's lives and how can I truly inspire people? And by that, you will have an incredibly successful business. Obviously, you have to be consistent. Obviously, you need good work ethic and all those other things that come along with it. But leading with your heart is absolutely the biggest takeaway that I took away from this. And then just to kind of give a plug for next year, whoever is interested in it, Dave, I highly encourage you to go to this because you meet so many people. I mean, it's not just about who you're sharing on stage, but the people that you connect with and the people that you meet, invaluable relationships. So 2017 GoPro, Tony's there again, which is awesome. And Pitbull is going to be performing, so that'll be really fun. Bob Proctor will be speaking, and Brendan Bouchard. So that's my plug for next year. You could probably go online and find out. I think it's in November, which will be easier for us because of Crown Trip. So it'll be in November sometime. So that's it. That's a wrap, Dave. I hope that was good enough, and I hope that I didn't talk too fast.
That was perfect. So thanks so much for the recap. And you know, my takeaway from this is it's so interesting that, you know, there's not one way to succeed. So Richard Branson succeeds with heart. Tony Robbins succeeds with energy. Brian Carruthers succeeds with consistency. Mel Robbins, she succeeds with action. Jeff Roberti, he succeeds with wisdom. So everybody's got their own gift. And, you know, it's great that you were able to take that all in, and thanks for giving it back to us.
So welcome.
Well, cool. Well, I only have a few minutes left here, but I do want to run through, and I'm going to take Rachel's cue on high energy, and I know that was a big component of Tony Robbins' message, and also Rachel's here tonight, and I'm going to give you a pretty quick high energy way of looking at 2017. And the reason that I'm starting to think about and look at and ask you to challenge yourself to start thinking about 2017 right now is because we're going to be in action mode on 2017 before 2017 starts. So there is no question that January, February, March, April, that is our best time of year. And it's not just about you being at the starting line, but it's you gathering people up this month to get as many people ready to roll. So here are a couple things that I want you to think about as you're planning out your 2017. And Jeff Roberti, who I happen to know, actually, you know, one of the comments that Rachel had was asking quality questions. And so one of the things that I recommend you do before you sit down and kind of pencil out the analytics of what you're trying to accomplish and when you're trying to accomplish it by and all that kind of stuff is to ask yourself some bigger questions. You know, ask yourself these empowering questions of what energizes me? What do I value most in life? You know, what is my desired outcome? What does success look like to me? How can I make things simpler? How can I make things more fun? How can I make things more profitable? What actions didn't I take this year that I should have? What actions did I take that maybe I shouldn't have? You know, who can I ask to help me? You know, what is great about Purium? What is great about my team? You know, what did I learn from this year? What am I thankful for? So ask yourself those big, giant questions about energy and time and value and success. That'll open you up to trying to figure out your priorities. And you know, you really want to look at your priorities from a personal development standpoint, from a personal recruiting standpoint, and then from a team standpoint. So what is it that you're looking to accomplish in 2017 for yourself, and how are you going to make yourself a bigger person? So Rachel just gave you a suggestion, which is, hey, be at GoPro next year. You know, you could hear what Rachel got out of that. So, you know, maybe that's on your personal development list. You know, personal recruiting, take a look at your list right now, this week, the next 5 seconds if you listen to Mel Robbins. Take a listen to what, you know, take a look at your list and make sure that you've got your top priority people identified, and go deeper into that list and think about that list and then start to look at your team. So you're going to ask yourself big questions. You're going to set your priorities. And then the other thing that you want to do is go through your Fast Start training guide. You know, whether you've done it once, whether you've never done it before, whether you've done it recently or not in a long time, I really recommend that you give yourself a Fast Start training. And there's one section in there that's super important for looking at 2017, which is the section about why. And one of my favorite sayings is the bigger your why, the easier your how. Just like Rachel was talking about, you know, leading with your heart. Where your heart goes, you know, your brain and your activities will follow. And so figure out what your why is and why you want to earn income. And then it's going to be easier to figure out how much income you want. And then from there, what you're going to do and what you're willing to do to make that happen. And same thing with your personal health goals as well. It's one of the things that's great about our business is that, you know, the healthier you are, the more you're a billboard for your business. So take a look at that why component of your sheet and, you know, make your goals for health, make your goals for wealth, and figure out exactly what it is that you want to accomplish. Is it that you want to pay down debt? Do you want to save for children's education? Do you want some more time for family? Do you need a new car? Do you need to upgrade your house? What is it? Do you need to get out of debt? Those are the things that maybe are in your real world staring at you. And then let your imagination run as far as, you know, what is it that you'd love to see in your life if time and money was not holding you back? And how can you expand your income to meet your goals and meet your dreams? And then, you know, we can talk a little bit more as we go forward here this year on how the specifics are of how to set the plan up. But at least that gives you an overview of how to start thinking about your year. And it starts big. You know, we want to go big in 2017. We want you to ask those big questions. We want you to think big. And we want you to understand what worked and what didn't work in 2016. And importantly, what your intention is in 2017. And if you can figure all that out, then the activities are going to follow. So be working on yourself, but also be working on your list because, as I said, we're heading into the most fruitful time of year, and the people who start running January 1st are actually behind. You know, the people who are at the starting line January 1st are behind. It's the people who are on this call tonight that are the ones that are going to have the best advantage because you're going to see where the opportunities are, you're going to understand what you're trying to accomplish, and you're going to start to be able to lead your prospects and lead your team to where you want to go. So, Rachel, that was an awesome, awesome training. Thanks so much for being on the line and sharing your GoPro experience. And we'll capture some of your notes and make sure that those are published for everybody. And just start looking at 2017. And make sure that you and your team are on for next Tuesday night's call because we're going to start to leak out what's going on with social media and our game plan for really going out for a more consumer-oriented as well as business-oriented campaign, bigger and better than we've ever done first quarter of 2017. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Tomorrow night we've got our transformation support call as well as our business opportunity overview. So if you like what you heard and you're excited about where you're, where things are and where things are going and this time of year, then go take that five-second rule go invite some people right now. When we jump off this call, take the Mel Robbins five-second rule. Who are the 2, 3, 4 people that pop into your mind? Make a phone call, send a text, and see if they'll be on the call tomorrow night. So, Rachel, that was awesome. Thanks, everybody, for being on the line, and we will catch you tomorrow night.